going to be interesting.
Well, speaking of weird hypotheticals, we are back. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone.
Hey,
it's been almost 2 months. Definitely been a while.
Yeah. What an amazing way to start that.
Yeah. Hopefully the audio isn't like super loud. Actually, wait. Apologies. We had the thing paused. What did you say?
No, I said, do you think that there's a limit to how many people you can have on a podcast?
I think that's a good question, because to be honest, I think for the most effective, like, I think at most, if you can handle it, 5. Because it's hard after, like, having 5 or more people. After that, it's really hard to keep people in the discussion.
I was going to say that, I agree with that, but I was also going to say that, like, it's really, I feel like if you, even at 5 people, I feel like you can't just improv it. You can't just wing it.
No.
With
no.
3 people, you can just wing it. With 2 people, you can just do whatever the fuck. Like, it doesn't matter.
Because if you're improvising with 6 people, like,
that's insane.
There's like at least going to be probably 2 people who can't pitch in because they don't know what to put in.
You're always going to have that one person that's like really quiet, that really doesn't talk a lot, which is like not, which that sucks.
Yeah.
You always want to have everybody interacting with like what's going on. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if you have like 5 people, like if you have more than like 5 people, more than 4 people, no, not more than 4. Yeah. More than 4, like 5, more than 5, you would need to like let everybody know that there's a thing that they have to follow. You have to go in there with like a full
specific plan. Subjects that you have to talk about,
and then like you go like person by person and get them to talk so that everybody has an even amount of just like discussion time.
I feel like that's kind of like with the Misfits podcast, since they have like fucking 6-7 people on it.
Well, it's usually 4 for them, and then they like,
but like remember when they had the lunch club on?
Oh my god, yeah, that was crazy.
There was like 8 people there.
8 people.
And I'm pretty sure, like, it works out because they all kind of have that chemistry of just being loud.
Yeah.
And, like, they all just, like, jump in whenever.
Right? And they're, like, already, they're already used to it because of YouTube, like, and their own stuff, too.
Yeah, but also, like, all their personalities are very just, like, even Travis. Like, Travis probably isn't very, like, in your face, but even he does chime in a lot.
Does.
So I feel like that works out. But I feel like with a bunch of people, if you, like, even if you know them well, I feel like it's really hard for people to chime in with specific topics.
Without
it getting out of hand.
Yeah, because when you have, like, I remember we had, I think one of the only times we did 4 people was when we had Zanae and Logan on.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, maybe it was just because, like, I was fucking tired. Like, I was just been up for almost, you know, 18 hours. And I just remember I was getting so tired at the end of that podcast that we did. I felt like I wasn't able to contribute as much because we got into like discussion of the deep sea. I just remember we just started talking about the deep, like bottom of the ocean of animals there. I'm like, what the fuck are we getting into right now?
Yeah, you're what do they call them? A bottom feeder?
Yeah.
you're one of those slimy little things that crawls on the ocean floor and just picks up bits. It's how low on the food chain you are.
Yeah. I don't remember how we got there, but it's just, it was, I was like, I think we need to end this, because that whole podcast in total was like 3.5 hours, I think.
It was like 2 podcasts in one episode.
Yeah, one was 2.
I feel like that's also the problem, is that when you have more people, you kind of have to extend it.
Yeah.
It the runtime goes on forever, because, especially if not everybody is chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you want to get everybody in there.
The thing is, like, it was longer with the 3 people instead of the 4 people, because I think with 4 people we only had like an hour and a half podcast, but we had this one girl on who have a very interesting relationship, or I did have a very interesting relationship with that person. More on that later, or never, I don't know. But we interviewed her for like 2 hours, and then that shit got like pretty, it was long, it was a long podcast for her, and then we did an hour and a half with Zanae and Logan, who is, Zanae is your sister.
Stepsister.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. Definitely, she overshared a lot more than we were expecting.
Perfect content, to be honest.
This man was milking it for all he could.
All right. I feel like I'd probably end up doing that today.
Well, no, I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying like it's bad or anything. I'm just saying it was kind of awkward because I'm her stepbrother, and I was.
Oh, there. I get what you mean. I was like just shit about her personal life that was kind of like. Ugh.
Very sexual shit. Like we learned how many times.
Oh, and you were loving it. Sex. I'm guessing.
I'm like, how many times do you have sex with him?
just super exasperated. Like, wait, how many times?
Yeah, she. First of all, she asked like, all right.
How many dry hand jobs have you given?
No, not that. That would have been a good question, though, but she was like, all right. I got a question. How many times have you motherfuckers had sex? I'm like,
that's a great way to phrase that question. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm like paraphrasing and kind of adding my own flair, but it was kind of like that almost. Like she was very
forward and aggressive. I was yeah. Like, okay.
And I just remember I was like, I think at most I'm maybe like 100, only because with Rotten Tangerine it was like Putang City every day. But
yeah, I feel like a lot. I feel like that happens with a lot of people. People are like, "What's your body count?" It's like, "Oh, it's like one." But it's like, "Oh wow, you're a fucking pussy." But then it's like
"I fucked her 1,000 times."
Yeah, but there's like more to that.
Yeah, it's like, okay, how? Okay, what do you mean? Like, how many people have I fucked, or how many times have I fucked? Because those are two different questions.
Yeah, very
two
different very things. Different questions. And yeah, and then Zanae was like, "That was fucking rookie numbers." And we were just like, "How many times have you had sex?" Like, well. You had to do like advanced arithmetic calculations.
When you have to sit there and think about it, that's when you're gotta be like, oh, okay.
She did the math, and according to her, it was about 1,200 times.
Jesus Christ. Mine's up there.
Wild. Fucking cool.
Yeah, if we're talking about like the amount of times, I would say it's up there in like the 400s.
Sounds legit.
Cause like.
Sounds pretty normal. I mean, you said like the people you've been with like four people, so it makes sense. It adds out pretty evenly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
But I think Donovan caught me smiling a little earlier. I was like really excited because I remember there's this one thing I wanted to show you guys, but I think I'll wait a little later. So.
What was that one thing you wrote down that I said? That you wanted me to talk about?
Fuck.
Didn't you write down your notes?
I don't know. Maybe. No, I think I did.
Yeah, you did. Because I said it, and it was so. Dude, I shit you not. I've never seen this man more excited. I said something. I don't even remember what I said. I remember.
No, you know what? I remember what you said, and I talked about it in the Loner Corner, which you can also check out on Anchor. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and some other bullshit, but...
Look at this man shilling. Look at this man shilling. A
quick plug, I guess.
Which also, by the way, there's a new episode that came out.
I do have to say...
He's gripping his mic in pure anticipation.
But that's... Okay, all the fucking fuck shit aside, I was like wondering why I had that written down, because I'm like, I don't remember writing that down, which I remember what it was, and I remember... Unfortunately, I fucked up that bit in that podcast because I just didn't have enough people. Like, I should have had a guest to talk about it with. I was just talking like a crazy person. But what I wrote down was facing away from your partner in sex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. So I was thinking about it, and I was like, do you ever think that, like, the person that you're with is facing away from you for, like, a specific reason? Like, do you think that, like, maybe they like, you, like, what if, like, one day you go to them and say, hey, can we do missionary for once? Like, no. It's like, why? It's like, why don't you want to look at me?
I think in some cases it's not, like, out of disrespect.
No. I'm saying, like, after, like, 100 times.
Oh. Mm. So to, like, try something new, maybe?
No, just, like, you're just like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like... I don't know. It's just one of those things where it's just like you're just hitting it from the back, and they're just like just stone faced looking forward. Like you try to get them to look back at you, and they're like, no, they're just looking forward.
You made them look back at you.
No, yeah, I grabbed them by the neck.
Pulled their hair. Yeah, like, look at me.
Yeah, I grabbed them and I just like basically snap their neck. Yeah, like, and I make them just side eye me while I'm going. No, it's just like, you know what I mean, like a sensual, just kind of like. Natural thing where like they just kind of look back at you.
Damn, bro, I don't think that's ever happened to me. They just always looked at the wall, and I didn't care. I didn't care if they looked back. Well, at me,
I mean,
or not.
Dude, honestly, if you're going in like this is just shit. This is after. Obviously, I'm not gonna give a fuck while I'm doing it. It's like, why aren't you looking at me?
It's like, well, I'm inside you. I made crying. Yeah. I'm like, I win either way. I'm inside you right now.
Well, no, I was like it's like, yeah. Like, I'm in her, and I'm just, like, crying because she's not looking at me. It's like, no, like, it's an afterthought. It's one of those things where it's like, man, like, she literally didn't look at me the entire time. Like, even after.
Like, post that clarification.
Like, yeah, literally, like, you know, and then after the words, like, she's just kind of, like, she's just kind of posted. Like, she's clean. Like, it's like that meme, like, I just nutted inside her. She's now studying. Like, reverse. Like, yeah. He just nutted inside me. He's playing Clash of Clans. It's like, what?
Dude, the impact of that is so fucking strong. Like, it'll make you, like, if you were ever thinking of having sex with someone and, like, you weren't sure, but you were really horny and you really thought it was a good idea, fucking jerk off, and then it'll, like, you'll have the real answer there.
So, I don't know if he, showed you this, but I was sending him memes that were just, like, they're not memes. They're just pictures of people that I have.
This fucking guy just, like I said, sent me a picture of, like, four fucking kids in, like, whack-ass outfits. What? Well, first of all, that's just porn. When there's a cat in the background. Like, show him. All
right. Like, I just have a bunch of memes like this where it's just, like...
They're uncaptioned, dude. That's the fucking... It's like there should be a caption, but it's missing. So it just makes it, like, super foreign, dude.
I just... That's, oh my God, best,
this, dude, this, there's no, there, dude, should be no...
Exactly. This is, I want you to look at this picture for a good minute and just tell me if any of it is just, like, comprehensible.
All right, so what I'm looking at right now, there's...
Okay, wait. I
wanna... Yeah, show him, like, give him a look. Show him...
There's so many things going on in this picture.
Let me just...
It's one of my favorites.
Let's describe this fucking thing. Hold
on. Let me describe. So, it's... it's what appears to be, like, Hulk Hogan in, like, Hawaiian, just, like... He's got... I don't even know what that's called. Like, the necklace?
The Lao.
Yeah, he's got a Lao on with just, like, a weird hat. And he's got a laptop in front of him with a monster sticker. And it says DJ Hogan. And then in the background, there's people dancing. But if you look closely, you can make out that it's actually Mark Zuckerberg and Kim Jong-un dancing with him.
There's so many layers to this.
Yeah.
That, like...
What I love is the dedication for the Photoshop. Look at the lighting. The lighting is perfect.
It is.
Did you notice that? Look at the lighting.
I didn't even see fucking Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh
my God, that lighting is so perfect.
That's what I'm saying. If you look at the original pictures for where those pictures, that is not how that light, like, the person that made this really sat down and wanted to make this the most convincing looking picture you've ever seen. And that's what I love about it. It speaks volumes to me.
Yeah, because there's, like, this all is my these inspiration. Things in one, uncaptioned. Like, doesn't make sense.
That's my inspiration. Like, I love pictures like these.
Like, if you sent that shit to me or, like, someone unsolicited, no fucking anything to it, they'd be like, what the fuck, dude?
I have one, but I don't think I should show it to any of you.
No,
it's,
I want to see
it. It's really bad.
You should see what I showed him
one
day. Okay, I'm not going to describe this.
Damn.
All right.
That dog's got a hog. Check it out. Damn, dude. When the dog's cock is bigger than the husband's. Jesus.
This is also one of my favorite pictures. I'll stop showing pictures because it's not fair to the listeners, but...
All right, so there's a black guy with guns akimbo.
What?
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
No shirt on.
It's a blurry image of him just letting... Okay, I'll stop showing photos, but I just wanted to show some more because there's some of my favorite pictures that I have.
Oh my God, those are so good.
I'll send more in the Discord, but it's just like there's some of my favorite photos.
Are you in our Discord?
Yeah, I joined.
Yeah, oh, okay. I invited him.
I was wondering who joined. I saw that.
Yeah. I didn't say anything because I just felt like a man in a foreign land. There was just so many things going on in that Discord.
It's literally only me and him active, so you're good.
A man in a foreign land.
Yeah, I was just really confused. But yeah, fucking the I like how we got from fucking and them not facing you to just weird pictures.
And, you know, we're going to take this into an even darker and deeper direction to scare the girls away.
Oh yeah, let's do this.
So, what Xbox games do we all mutually play?
Why, how is this dark?
Yeah, wait, what?
I don't know. I was expecting why,
like, we're getting, like, this is actually super lighthearted. Like, yeah. Yo, let's all play a game, like, with the boys.
I mean, I was half right because it'll scare the girls away.
Also, hold on. I do not know where I am right now. Whose house is this?
Oh, this is Donovan's house.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, I've just kind of walked in.
He's like,
I'm just posted. You know what? Actually, I was just here.
Dude, you're higher than I am, and you haven't smoked shit.
Dude, honestly, these guys, I'm going to tell you guys right now, they just came in, and I was just here. Y'all don't even know my name. I was just here, and they were just like, let's just do a podcast with this weird man.
I already pre-introduced you to him.
Barely.
No, but I mean to the...
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, you high-ass. They have no idea who I...
They have no idea who this guest is.
Okay, I'm going to tell you who I am. I came into the house, and I broke in, but I didn't know how to steal. I didn't bring a bag, so I couldn't steal anything. So I just decided to sit here and set up.
We caught you and we forced you to do a podcast.
Yeah, that's my punishment.
Even though you don't look like the kind of person to do that at all.
That's what I want you to think.
He's probably going to pull this off like that next house down the street. But
I already have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
What they got?
It was weird. I walked in and it was all dark. I couldn't see anything, but I just heard a lot of clown laughter, so I just walked out. I was actually more afraid to rob them than they were of me robbing them, which was weird. So I just left.
First of all, I don't think they would have robbed you. I think they would have, knocked you out with some chloroform, and you would wonder why your butthole's gaping.
Yeah. So I just left. But, so what games do we all mutually play?
Damn, we got to talk to HOA about that.
Well, I mean...
I just caught that. That was good.
Yeah. That was definitely a good one.
Homeowners Association, there's people next door. They dress up in clown makeup in the dark and like, just post. And I, don't ask me how I ended up in there, but, like, dude, I don't know, like, I saw some shit I don't want to see. And I need you guys to...
I felt some shit I didn't want to feel. Yeah,
that's the thing. I just kind of blocked that out until you just mentioned it. So I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I blacked out. I don't remember anything from that time period. But you know what? It's fine.
I wonder if the audience could guess your race.
I like to keep it ambiguous.
Is your race ambiguous now? Is that how you identify?
No. I don't. No. I'm just saying. Like I like to keep people guessing.
All right, because like...
Because people always ask me questions, because they see my hair when it's down. Oh, I should have came with my hair down, but I didn't have enough time. I didn't want to keep you guys waiting. But, what's it called? When they see me with my hair down, they always ask me, like, is that your natural hair? Like, do you have a perm? I'm like, no, it's my natural hair. And they're like, where the fuck are you from? Because I'm not white. Like,
where the fuck are you from?
Like, I don't have a white skin tone, so they're like, where are you from, bro? Like, who do you know?
You're ambiguously ethnic, to be honest.
I guess.
Like, you look like you can fit in anywhere in Europe.
That's like, me and my brothers are literally all the same. We're like my, Luis, he looks like he's Indian and Native American at the same time. Those are not the same thing.
I wasn't thinking they were the same thing, dude.
This man right here.
This man right here.
What are you, dude, I'm not even that high. I'm fine. I'm just straight chilling right now. I think the CBD's really canceled it out, but it's making me so calm that I feel stupid.
But, so what games do we all play?
Well, I mean, I think the most, like, user-friendly would probably be GTA. Well, wait, no, you don't play GTA, do you? Oh, you do? GTA 5?
Not good at it. I have, like, no money. I'm broke. But it's fine.
Yeah, so GTA 5, mm-hmm. I mean, we don't all play it as much as we used to, but I mean, we all have Xbox, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this dude's a PC gamer.
But he originated from Xbox. No, don't forget your roots, man.
He's going to shit on us the entire time. He's going to be like, 1v1 me Valorant, oh wait, you can't.
Bro, I don't even play Valorant, bro.
You play CS?
Barely, okay. If anything.
Good. My time in CS was very short-winded, and I hated every second of it. Not because I was good. I was ass. I was absolute dog shit. And then whenever people tried to teach me how to play, it was probably the worst experience. It was just bad. And then also people just sitting there shitting on you. Like 24, you'd have like a 3-year-old kid that would fucking just ace like two rounds in a row, and you would be sitting there dying within like 30 seconds of every round, and you're like, dude, I'm like 7 years older than you, and how are you shitting on me right now? Like, how is this possible?
I'd never, like, when I first started playing.
This dude's crying over here, dude.
No, I'm just thinking of something really stupid.
What?
For some reason, I was going to, like, compare what you just said. It's like, oh, it's kind of like my dad teaching me how to have sex while using me as the example.
That is, hold on, how is that even remotely similar to anything I just said?
They can scrub back and see how it compares.
I don't think they're going to find a very good comparison there. I think you're high.
I'm not like, I don't know.
I'm not high. Come on, guys.
You know, no, it's like, it's not in my head. It's in my body.
My man, I think meth mouth got into your weed supply because, what even, what?
Speaking of meth mouth, we need to introduce that character into this universe of podcasts. I didn't get to mention it in the other one.
Are we doing a podcast cinematic universe, dude?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
The PCU.
Yeah, I'm you know what? Let's just scrub the introduction. I don't need an introduction. I'm just part of this universe now.
Yeah.
I'm just the man that broke into your house.
Anytime you ever come back on this podcast, there's gonna be no introduction for you. That's just how it's gonna be.
That's your shtick.
Yes.
The universe essentially.
It's the Loner Stoner podcast featuring question mark. And that's it.
Redacted, yeah.
Just distortion. No, it's just like... you ever go on Twitter and you see those people that respond to shit with like a weird picture and it's got like... I don't even know what type of language it is. It's just that like foreign language and it's just like, that's my name.
Yeah.
And it's just like... I don't... It's just
like... Five foreign languages mixing the one.
It's just it just translates to spoob, and it's like what?
Some fucking random name.
Yeah.
Or just word.
No, yeah, I'll do that. That'll be my stick. Yeah, I just have no introduction.
Yeah,
we just start talking.
Pretty. That's the greatest way to start. But yeah. So I don't know if I mean I we can all just we're all courtesy jerks here, and
oh, you're a courtesy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Sprouts.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
that organic shit.
Yeah.
For some reason, we have a Sprouts cart in our parking lot.
Hmm.
Was it you?
No.
You sure?
I'm nowhere near your guys' store.
I think it was him.
He transferred stores for one day just so he could fuck with me. But,
Yeah. That cart is going to be there to torment you every day because you have no idea what to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was literally, last night, I was walking over just to waste time just to go grab that cart. But for some reason, as soon as I got over there... Or I didn't even get over there. I looked at it. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And I walked back. I didn't know what to do with it.
What if it just disappeared?
No, it was there.
I mean, like, what if it just disappeared?
Disappeared?
Yeah, right in front of you.
I probably would have gotten in my car and just drove home. Because I'm not about to deal with some fucking witchcraft shit by the fucking...
Oh, wait, that's an interesting question. Continue what you were saying about courtesy jerks, but I want to bring that up later.
We're all courtesy jerks.
Yep.
And... Our guest, Redacted, mm-hmm. and I, well, first of all, I was walking back from, I think, doing a sweep, and I was going to go outside.
Oh, are we talking about Meth Mouth?
Yeah, okay. Meth Mouth. We were outside. I just saw, like...
I love this character's name.
All of the courtesy jerks here were, like, around talking to our manager, and we were just like, what the fuck is going on? And then I walk outside, and you guys are, like, informing me, saying that there's some guy, like, tweaking... hardcore, like, some serious shit.
Well, yeah, so what happened was me and one of our other fellow courtesy jerks, we were in the front, and I saw him outside. I saw him coming in outside because I was pushing in some, carts, and I was, like, pushing them, and I guess because I made a loud noise, he reacted, and it looked like he was about to start, like, running at me, so I kind of, like, I just kind of, like, did a double take, and I was like, what is this man doing? Like, is he good? And then I'm like, whatever, and then I just kept pushing, and then I put them in the thing, and then I, like, just kind of watched them for a minute, and then he went inside, and then I was like, Kevin's probably gonna see this dude immediately. So then I walked in, and I'm like, all right, Like, I'm just keeping an eye on him, and then I look at this dude, and I'm like, yo, look at this dude, and he's like, I see him, and then we're like, me and him just both stand there, keep an eye on him, right, and he's just chilling, he grabs a cart, mind you, he has a cart, but he's, like, sitting there, and, like, to describe this to the listeners, he's sitting there, and he's, like, waving his arms around in front of him, and he's, like... He's, like, having a waking seizure. Like, he's, like, just sitting there, like, shaking his head all violently and just, like, waving his hands in front of his face like he's got something in his face. Like he's swatting a fly. Just imagine a man swatting an invisible fly perpetually. Jesus. And that's what this man was doing, like, while with the cart. And then, mind you, the way that this man was posted, like, fitted up was the most insane thing ever. He had a Puma shirt on. He had some slacks that were rolled up.
Wait. What's wrong with Puma? What's wrong with the Puma shirt? You're saying it like... It's a bad thing, dude.
This is coming from the man wearing a Thrasher hood, long sleeve.
What are you talking about?
This is coming.
See, it doesn't make sense. What are you saying? There's nothing wrong with Thrasher. All right, fucking continue your story, dude.
So, no, there's nothing wrong with the Puma shirt, but I just like shitting on people that wear Puma because it's just funny.
All right.
Well, because
Puma and what bro, else?
Bro, your veins
was he wearing?
Are making an M on your forehead, bro.
I'm like Harry Potter.
He's got an electric bolt that just disappears and reappears.
Yeah.
No, just to explain the whole Puma thing, I think it's because in Miami, like, the very loud and belligerent Hispanic people, right? Nothing against them. They're usually really cool. But they're just loud and belligerent. Mm-hmm. Most of them wear, like, Puma and, like, stuff like that, right? And it's supposed to make them, like, look good and stuff like that. And sometimes they really do make it look, like, nice as shit. But other times it just looks horrible. Like, that. Imagine that picture that I sent you with those four kids, but they were rocking Puma.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, tell me after seeing that picture that you'll see a kid with a V-Lone shirt and think the same. You won't.
I will now.
Yeah, you'll look at them and be like, ugh.
Yeah, because you sent it to me. You put that bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I lived in Miami, so I had that bad taste in my mouth about Puma. That's why. So he's fitted up with the Puma t-shirt, and he's got, like, these slacks on. But, like, the other one's cuffed fine. Like, he mm-hmm. has it rolled up, and it's cuffed fine. But the other one, I guess he just – that's when it started hitting because he rolled it up to, like, high calf. Like, it was up here.
Jesus.
So he's fitted up like that, right? And he's got no mask. Oh, and also for any of the listeners who know who Ice Poseidon is, this is exactly who this man looked like.
That looks just like him.
You know
too.
Who Ice Poseidon is?
Who is he?
He was a he. A long
Wait,
story.
No, it's the guy from that video where it's like, I want to play it. Just to keep going, and I'll bring up the video.
My puff bar died.
Oh wow!
Rest in peace, the homie. You served me well. But No, yeah, so he's fitted up like that. He looks exactly like Ice Poseidon. He doesn't have a mask. So then the way that Kevin, our other courtesy jerk, deters him, right, from come in, is he asks him, do you have a mask? Because you can't go in the store unless you have a mask. So he's like, do you have a mask? And he's like, all he does is just look at him. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, he's like, yeah. And he just kind of
Where
like,
is it?
He kind of like, yeah, he pushes the cart to like the wiping station. To like pretend to wipe it, and dude, I've never seen somebody grab paper towels more aggressively, dog. He grabs the roll and he just goes, and then he just rips it, and then he grabs it, and then he like lathers his entire hand in like hand sanitizer, and he squirts it all over himself, and he's like trying to dodge it and shit, and then he grabs the paper towels and they're like covered in hand sanitizer, just drenched, and he's like. And then he, like, slam dunks it like he's Michael Jordan into the trash can. Like, dead ass. Like, he grabs it and just goes, bah! And he's, like, I'm telling you, this dude's tweaking. Like, he's tweaking. He's, like, in his own world. So then he turns around after being, like, the stand for, like, 5 minutes, right? And mind you, he keeps putting his hand in his back pocket, I guess to try and get a mask, thinking that it's just going to appear. But it never does, obviously. So then he tries to go back into the store, and Kevin's like, yo, do you have a mask? And he's like, He just goes, and he's just like, what?
At least he's making noises.
But that's what I'm
capable of making noises.
Yeah, and then he leaves the store, and then that's when I inform you of this man.
Yeah.
That's when I brought him into the picture, because you were outside pushing carts. And I was like, look at this dude. And then that's when you finally saw him. And then that's when he was going to Jack in the Box. And that's when I wanted to keep everybody. That's when I told you guys to keep an eye on him. And, like, I have a bleeding heart. So, like, I feel bad for people that are like that, right? And the main reason the main reason why I felt bad was because of that right there, where when he was talking, he was unresponsive. Like, he was responding, but not in a coherent way. Like, he was not listening. You know what I mean? Like, he just wasn't really there. So that's why I was like, this dude did not pull up in a car. He definitely walked here.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a bus. Jesus Christ, dude.
He walked here in that heat, right? He went to Jack in the Box and got himself a drink, right? Which I'm guessing is because he was suffering from dehydration.
Yeah, it looked like he threw up, too.
Yeah.
Jack in the Box fucking parking lot.
Oh, yeah, it looked like he threw up in the Jack in the Box parking lot, because he kind of, like, started doing, like, touch the toes. He started doing, like, the whole thing. Like, it looked like he was doing exercises. It was weird. So then I'm like, I go to our manager, and I'm like, hey, can we do something about this dude? Like, can we call, like, an ambulance or the
police? That's where I came in. When everyone was talking to our manager, I'm like, what the fuck's going on, you know?
Yeah, because I was worried. I was like, this dude, if he goes out in this heat and just kind of walks away, this dude's going to pass out and die. Like, we're in the desert, dude. Like, homie's going to die.
Yeah.
So I was worried. I was like, That sucks, you know?
Yeah, that dude looked like he wasn't going to make it to next Tuesday. Like, it was so fucking bad.
Yeah.
And it was crazy.
And just to make, like, a long story short, like, he just... Well, no, actually, I can't do that because there's a whole second part to this. So he goes to Jack in the Box and he gets a drink, right?
Yeah.
And after he gets a drink, I'm thinking he's going to leave. So I'm, like, keeping my eye on him. I'm still pushing carts, doing my job. And, like, we couldn't get... like, the police to come or the ambulance to come to get him because he wasn't being belligerent or he wasn't being, like, you know, a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't do anything for him, but I kept my eye on him. And he went to Jack in the Box, got a drink, and then he came back to Smith's. And he, like, ran in. Like, he ran in. Like, he booked it in past, because Kevin wasn't there at the front to stop him. So he ran in, and then I, like, went back in, like, after him, right? And I told the manager, I was like, dude, look, he's right there. Like, he's in the store.
Wait. First of all, I may be a little high, but here's what really fucking happened, okay? I was sitting out in the car corral, and I see that dude coming up. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy doing? And I'm, like, making my way. I'm like, all right, he's probably going to come back to the car corral again. And I crawl under the fucking thing because there isn't a lot of carts. And I, like, see him following through. I'm like, oh, my God, is this guy really going to follow me through here? And I walk outside I see the window.
That was probably before I saw him then.
Yeah, and then...
you probably saw him first then.
Yeah, I did. And that's why. He, like, pretty much crouched under the fucking cart corral thing or the cart... the lot, and he's walking through. And I think he did that so he could sneak through, so no one could see. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this dude's fucking like tweaked.
Oh wait, that was the second time he came.
Yeah, that was after he came back from Jack in the Crack.
Really? I thought he came in through the front door.
Nah, he came.
Oh wow,
he snuck through, okay. Dude. He thought he was being fucking James Bond or some shit.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense because I was wondering. Because okay, all right. So then after he comes in, So I go to the manager and I'm like, look, he's in the store. But then she was still like, we can't really do anything about it because he's not being belligerent. He's not being loud. Just keep an eye on him. And like, if he steals something, then we can do something.
Well, are there face masks a requirement in your store?
Yeah, but I don't think the police can do anything about that.
Well, the police wouldn't be able to, but they'd just be like kicking out. But
Yeah, and we also don't have a security guard on duty. So, yeah, so he comes in and he starts like grabbing a bunch of stuff and... Obviously, already in my mind, I'm like, this dude is not going to pay for any of this. Like, that dude cannot function, let alone, like, work a self-checkout or even talk to a cashier. So I was like, he's definitely going to run out of the store with this stuff. So he grabs a bunch of stuff, and to make that part short, he basically just goes around the whole store picking out random things. And then Kevin starts following him, and he's like... And I think Kevin did, like... the right but the wrong thing at the same time, because he was like, oh, the cop, he was like, do you have a receipt for that? And the guy was like, no, yeah. And then he never gave him a receipt, and then he started walking really fast, and then Kevin was like, oh, the cops are already on their way. And then he started running and he ran out the store, and then that's when I told the manager, oh, like, he just ran out with a bunch of stuff, and then he just took off into the sunset, and we never saw him again.
Yeah, unfortunately. By the way, this is a good way to rejog your memory of Ice Poseidon.
Oh, my mama. KFC and watermelon.
I know you're saying Wallamiller.
KFC.
No. KFC and Wallamiller? No. Are you calling me a nigga?
No.
No. KFC and Wallamiller?
Like
who the fuck makes a song that says KFC and Wallamiller?
I've never seen this clip of him before. That is
you haven't?
No, that is what? The funniest shit ever. Oh my god. Wait, did he know that was gonna happen?
I bet he did. It's just like I bet he wanted to see his reaction.
Because knowing Ice, I think he did know that was going to happen. Because his reaction was so fake.
And can we fucking like appreciate the fact that he said watermelon correctly 0 times? It's Wallamelon. KFC and Wallamelon. I bet I could pass as a black guy if I wanted to. Only voice, though.
In game, dude. In game. Holy shit.
Wallamelon.
Wallamelon. Yeah. I just love that he got so
bad. His fucking face dropped when he heard KFC and Wallamelon.
Do you know where the KFC thing comes from? Have you guys ever seen those original videos?
No, I haven't.
Dodge Charger.
Is he just saying random shit? KFC and watermelon.
No, I don't want to talk about it because the original video is like really racist. But it's basically just a bunch of. It's supposed to be like a bunch of derogatory things that like typical, I guess, black people do. So he would just. Ice Poseidon wasn't the original one to do it. It was some Kool-Aid. Random guy. Yeah, he would just sit there and go, scuffed J's.
What the fuck? And it's like in the most like the. Just really deep fucking like
KFC and watermelon, and then he would be like
cornbread
Metro PCS Dodge Charger.
Wait, what? Metro PCS, is that because they can't
hold on,
because
hold on, let me try go on YouTube, let me try and find the original video. It's such a fun I don't think I could play it.
Is it really racist?
I think I don't.
Do you
I
think
can't.
He deleted it?
No, you can find it. You could definitely find it. I just don't want to look it up because I think he does say, like, he drops an N-bomb with a hard R in it.
Oh, he does. Like, after the KFC and watermelon, he was like, KFC, he cut off the right time because he just dropped, like, N-word with hard,
yeah, I think the,
hard R.
I think the original guy who did those videos, those types of videos, I think he does drop a hard R in it.
So he does, for sure.
I don't think I should show you. But, yeah, I forget what he says, but there was one where it was like, like he just said like food stamps service, like some weird shit like that. Like he would just
welfare.
Say welfare. Oh, that's what it was. That's what welfare center.
Oh, that's so bad, dude.
Prison. Oh, like he would just say like the most just like weird. It was
stealing.
My favorite theft. My favorite one was scuffed J's.
Scuffed J's.
Monotone, just
yeah.
Scuffed. J's.
That stuff used to make me laugh, but every single time, because like the first time I heard it, I was dying of laughter because he didn't start it off with the N-bomb, and then he dropped the N-bomb, and I was like, what the?
That's like, just made this a little less funny.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, because like, that's the thing, right? Like, shit like that, like that's what I don't know if I was just dumb, but I didn't put two and two together. You know what I mean? Like, when he said KFC and what, I just thought he was being stupid.
Yeah, that's just because you did, like, I mean, which is a good thing because you didn't understand the stereotypes.
Yeah, I didn't correlate the stereotypes
until he said.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I guess that's what he was just trying to be legit racist. So like, to this day, I still find like if you take out the N-bomb and if you listen to that the first time, it's still
hilarious.
It's one of the funniest things ever. But then I guess that's what's his name kind of did the Sethical with the whole hella bread. Or what was it called? Boneless pizza.
Boneless pizza.
Yeah, that he kind of
2 liter of Coke.
Yeah, he kind of expanded upon that. I feel like good job. I feel like he kind of expanded upon that and made it so that what happened? What's going on? Is everything good?
Yeah.
Is everything all right? Is he?
Jesus Christ! Sorry about that.
Is he taking a? Oh my God! The crack! Oh my Lord!
We'll just unplug that for now.
The Oof. I got an idea.
What did he do?
He dropped his phone and it disconnected from the thing.
Oh, nice.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
I fixed it.
Okay. But yeah, so I think Sethical kind of expanded upon that whole monotone, weird, just loud stuff. Yeah. And that stuff's hilarious.
That is.
That stuff really is hilarious. I don't care what anybody says. Boneless pizza is still funny to this day.
Boneless pizza with the 2 liter Coke.
Yeah, 2 liter machine broke.
2 liter machine broke. What the fuck
do you mean? We got 1 liter, though.
But yeah, we got 1 liter, though. What the fuck you mean?
I look.
Nah, dude, I look. We got hella bread. And I don't know. But yeah, those Sethical videos are amazing.
We got gluten-free.
Yeah, we got... What's
gluten-free?
What the fuck is gluten-free?
Take the gluten and get it out of my...
Take the gluten and get it out of my bread.
So, gentlemen.
Yeah, what's up?
I have a question.
Okay, shoot.
Yeah, shoot.
How far are you willing to go for the top bunk of the bunk bed?
Oh, limits. Absolute limit. Sky's the limit. Scott, dude, I will...
Tom bunk is everything.
This is I feel like this relates back to the question, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's along the same... That's in the same exact category. And I feel like both of those questions I would answer with very extreme things. Because I feel like if you ask, like, any normal human being, they would answer with some, like, very modest, like, oh, I wouldn't go that far, you know, I'd probably do, like, a rock paper... I'd do a chess match for it or some shit.
Do a chess match for it?
Yeah, but for me, it's like... For me, it's like, I will sacrifice my firstborn child for the top bunk and for a Klondike bar.
That's what you would do?
Yeah.
For a bunk bed? Don, what would you do?
You know what? I'd do anything.
You'd do top bunk. Anything?
Not too far, obviously.
He's getting excited. He's getting excited over here. He's like, wait, hold up. You do anything?
Motherfucker.
He's gripping.
I do anything,
huh? He's sweating right now.
I, motherfucker, I ain't gonna act like your fucking prostate examiner, all right? I know you like that shit, but I ain't gonna do that.
All right, well, I'm gonna show you what these people would do for
top bunk. By the way, I never asked, because, again, I never had a formal introduction. Is it okay if we say names?
As long as we don't say last names, especially, like, with management at our store. Do not mention their names.
No, I mean, but like for us, can I call you by your name?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, all right. And then I get, okay, cool. But I guess we can't say my name because I'm going to be...
Redacted.
Yeah,
I'm
redacted.
Yeah, I'm redacted, okay.
And if any of us accidentally say your name, which is... I have to censor it out.
No, just put redacted over it.
Like just the word, just the word over redacted.
Say redacted.
No, just get the original voice clip from SCP and just be like, like the redacted. You know what I'm talking about?
I understand that, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now, this is what these people would do for the top bunk of their bed. That's what she would do.
What the fuck are you doing?
I called the top bunk.
No, the fuck you didn't. You didn't give it to me, I'm gonna fucking tell Mom.
The fuck do I care? It's a guest house. And Mom likes me way better anyways.
No the fuck she doesn't. She doesn't even like you at all.
Bull fucking shit. I called it. Get the fuck down.
No. What the fuck are you gonna do?
All right, can we just take a break real quick and explain what's happening right now?
So I want to point out why... So here's what I don't understand about these videos. Okay.
Wait, before we make any assumptions of what this video is... Can you explain what is happening right now? What did you just see?
Oh, wait, I didn't even think about that. This could be a curveball.
Yeah, what did you just see, guys?
Well, do you want me to explain?
Yeah, you go ahead and explain.
Okay, so basically, this is framed as a, I guess, a Sis Loves Me porn video. And the girl walks into the room, and I guess I would assume that the brother is... trying to get the top bunk, and she comes in. Mind you, she's only in a shirt, which is already weird.
Actually, I think she's wearing underwear.
Yeah, like, she's wearing...
I mean, you can't tell, but...
No, but I'm saying, even then, are you and your sister gonna be in the same room when her ass is just out?
I mean, I used to be, like... I mean, aside from wearing underwear, I used to be pretty much butt-ass naked in front of my brother a lot. Until
Your
sister.
Well...
That's different.
I don't have a sister.
No, yeah, but even that's weird.
Glad I don't. Fucking annoying.
You know what I mean? So it's like, that already is strange, but apparently, I'm guessing he's trying to get the top bunk, and she comes in, and she's mad, obviously, from what you heard, and she's pissed, so she basically is sitting there, like, berating him for trying to get the top bunk, and saying, like, he's trying to explain, like, it's a guest house, it doesn't matter. And she's like, it doesn't, fuck you, your mom doesn't love you, you're an idiot. And I'm like, all right. All right.
And she's and she is blocking the ladder to the top bunk.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. So, yeah, okay.
All right, now let's continue with the video.
God. You don't give me top bunk, I'm going to fucking get naked.
So? I don't care. I'm not giving you the top bunk.
Yes, the fuck you are. I'll do it right now.
So? I don't care.
You don't care? I'll get naked right now. You don't believe me?
Why would I care? Come on. You're so fucking
Look,
weird.
I'm naked. Does that make you feel weird?
Why did she... Okay.
No.
That was not effective.
Why do I care? It's still my top bunk. I'm still going to sleep up there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I am. It's mine.
Well, I'm going to rub my pussy all over it.
This acting is top. He held back a laugh. He held back a laugh.
He held back a laugh.
Clearly.
Look, I'm rubbing my pussy all over it.
It's still my bummer. Not my fault, you're weird.
No, the fuck it's not. It's mine.
You should fucking stop it.
Look, I'm gonna rub my pussy on these little hand, whatever things they are.
What if she falls
it's
in?
It's my butt.
I am still sleeping there. I don't give a shit.
She just fucking.
You know what? No, that happened. It's just that was a blooper.
She overshot it and just fucking flew off the top bunk.
That happened. It's just they scrubbed the footage and made sure no one could access
he
it.
He definitely held back a laugh when she first said, "I'm gonna rub me pussy all over it."
He was like, "For sure." He was like, "For sure."
That's what I gotta like. I don't understand. These dudes have to be just dying in the recording room.
Honestly, like the people who's
directing the film director,
it
they have to be dying of laughter.
First of all, their pants
bro.
Are probably around their ankles, they're jerking off, but they're
highly
like.
Highly doubt that.
Also, can I just say, I don't like to body shame, but this bitch has no tits and she just shook them like she did. That is a disgrace.
I'd rather have hungry tits than
fake
tits.
I'm rubbing my pussy on the pillow. Yeah.
God.
You still want to sleep on here?
Yeah, I just don't
mind. Damn, bro.
Gross.
The fuck is happening? I don't even know. I'm not even looking. Oh.
It's basically just porn at this point.
Yeah.
We're just watching porn as the boys.
No, but like...
It's, yeah?
I'll know when to stop. Trust me.
And rub my pussy on the actual pillow.
Because it doesn't even feel like porn for a while.
Yeah.
No, the fuck you're not. This is my top bunk.
See, what I'm confused about is this even an actual porn video? Because I've seen videos where it's framed like this, and then it turns into the most violent thing you've ever seen.
Violent?
Yeah. They turn like, violent. Like they
Are
turn...
you on HeavyR.com? What
no,
the
no, no,
fuck
no, no,
is
no,
happening?
No, not like rape, Jesus Christ, but like they just, like, straight up beating each other, you know what I mean? Just, like, fighting. Like, yeah, like, I've seen videos like that and, like, videos that just cut to, like, beheadings and shit. It's just weird. So, like, that's why it's, like, I'm just, it's one of those videos. Like, oh, my God, what is that one video, dude, that's like that? Fuck. There's a video where it's, like, it's framed as, like, a normal video. Like, have you ever seen that fake commercial where it's the lady talking about that cleaning product and then she walks over a table and she just breaks through it and, like, it just cuts off?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Have you ever seen
that? I've seen that commercial, yeah.
Dude, there was a time. Dude, oh, my God. Did you ever watch Adult Swim when you were younger?
Yeah.
Were you ever around for that time where, like, randomly the commercials would just be this really fucking disgusting-looking old woman?
It's weird.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, just mostly, there's like random still frames of their commercials that are like weird.
Yes! Dude, I'm sorry.
Confusing still frames.
Yeah, dude, Adult Swim used to scare the shit out of me with that stuff.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I think they did that on purpose. You know what I mean?
To keep kids away from that show.
Dude, it literally, because it was commercials for an actual show, but the commercials themselves were like horrifying. But they were framed as, like, normal shit.
And you know how there was, like, just a random still frames of just the Adult Swim logo? Like, back in the day, that shit looked kind of creepy sometimes. Like, the
Oh, and it was just deafening silence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that. What's that one video? It was on Adult Swim. It's a bear. So it starts off as a bear just, like, going through the woods. And then it cuts to this creepy-ass old woman. And it's one of the most terrifying commercials ever. And I forget what it's called. I might be saying it wrong. I might be confusing two different things. But, like, that's what... I don't know. Like, that video just reminds me of those types of videos where they're framed as like just very weird, just very normal things that you can make fun of, and then they just turn into the most like ass backwards shit you've ever seen.
Oh, kind of like Hug Me, I'm Scared or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, literally. It just, it starts off as like, oh, this is kind of weird, but like also normal. Yeah, and then it just goes like south. Fucking dark. It goes south really quick.
Well, we'll get to figure out what exactly happens.
I'm scared.
I'm waiting.
Say it's mine.
Never.
What if you just
say
fucking
top bunk's mine.
Gas her right there. Then you find out this was an actual homicide that happened on
what
set.
What if I go down there and rub my pussy on you instead?
I'll think you're even weirder than you already are.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm gonna rub my pussy on you. You don't wanna give it to me. Come on.
Stop. Don't fucking touch me. What are you doing?
You don't give me that fucking top bunk, I'll do it right now. I'm gonna rub my pussy all over you.
Why do I care?
Oh, you don't care?
No.
I'm gonna do it.
What, no if it just, what if it just eats him?
Just takes a bite off his dick.
Real fucking issues.
No, like the movie Teeth.
Oh.
You know, oh, yeah.
So you're gonna give it to me?
You got so many fucking issues.
You've got so many fucking issues. You're so weird. You're so weird.
But still, he lets her persist.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was gonna point out. This is gonna turn super weird. I can tell already.
I don't know. What
he's keeping something from us. This man is maniacal. No.
I'm not.
Something weird's about to happen, and I'm not ready for it.
No, vagina or not, it's still gonna be mine.
Well.
Whoa!
What the hell?
That's a
why did he start stroking it?
You said you weren't into this shit.
I don't know. I'm well endowed.
No,
I'm well endowed.
No, that's not natural.
Yeah, it's just the way it goes.
Oh, so if it's on soft, it won't go in me?
They just didn't want to retry
it
that take?
It slide in my pussy.
Why don't you just stop?
Say top bunk's mine.
No.
Say it's mine.
No.
How is this attractive? This is just borderline rape.
No, this isn't borderline rape. This is rape.
Just yeah.
Stop.
I told you you're hard.
No. No.
She's just... Okay.
No, it's fucking not.
If it wasn't, it wouldn't have gone in me.
See, now you don't even need to look at the video at this point.
No.
Because you know what's going on. But you just need to listen to it.
You should just stop. If mom and dad come home, they'll be so fucking pissed.
They won't find out because you're a little fucking bitch.
What logic is that? Also, why are we still watching this if we just know it's porn?
You guys aren't watching it. You're listening to it.
Listening to it.
It's because, like, for a while, it's just weird. Because there's no, like, moaning. It's just like...
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm not...
There's no moaning. It's just like, can you stop, please? Can you get off me? Like, can you stop? This is weird. Like, this is... That's how it just goes. And there's no moaning or any signs of affection.
And if you're not, it's mine.
Wait. Let's see how far this goes. Wait.
Okay. I found it. Fucking found it.
All right, I think that's enough. I think the audience is like, why the fuck are we just listening to porn right now?
That's well, I mean, from the get-go, I was already like, this is just weird. But okay, so
now, wait. Back to the original question: how far are you guys willing to go for the top bunk of the bunk bed?
Not let myself get raped.
Yeah, no.
But I feel like in that situation, if like my sister started trying to do, I would just punch her, bro.
It'd be one of those violent videos you were talking about.
Like, yeah, but that's the thing, right? Like, she's dead ass trying to rape me. Like, what the fuck?
Just get the fuck off
this
me.
This bitch got issues.
Yeah, I would just, honestly, I wouldn't, no, you know what? I wouldn't punch her. That was just me being stupid. I would just leave.
It's like, I am heading out.
If she just got naked, I would just leave. But I would be like, top bunk's still mine, by the way. If I see you in that shit sleeping, I'm going to pull you out of it.
I'm going to throw you back to bottom bunk.
Yeah, I'm going to just throw you in the bottom bunk if I see you sleeping in that bitch. But what you just did was weird, so I'm leaving.
I think I'll go to bed in an hour instead.
Yeah.
I'll wait for you to
You know what? I'm going to go out. You know, I'm going to sleep on the couch until you just settle down. I don't know if you're having a manic episode or what's going on, but you need to relax.
Are you talking to me?
No. Oh. That's what I would say to the girl.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you're having a manic episode.
Yeah, I am. I mean, but what were you saying?
I found the video.
What's...
It's called 10 hours of... It's not actually 10 hours. It's... No, it's called 10 minutes of unedited bear footage. If you want to subject the audience to this, and if you would want to watch this, we can right now. It's on YouTube. But it's one of those videos where it's just a... It's probably one of the most insane things Adult Swim has ever done.
10 minutes of bear footage?
You'll... Trust me. Just watch, like, the first, like, minute.
All right, let's play the first minute.
Or first, like, 2 minutes, because I don't know how long it takes.
First 2 minutes.
Jesus Christ, plug it in. Let's go.
You going to plug it in?
Oh, you want me to play it?
Yeah.
My porn might play, so let's be careful here.
Okay, we just listened to porn, so.
DNA. Transcend humanity.
Yeah, right there, that's good.
Through gaming.
That's an ad.
Omen. I've seen those ads before.
I don't know how to show you both this, but
just like play it or just put it on top there.
Don't risk another minute. Take Claradrel and take life in your hands.
Claradrel may not be right for everyone. Consult your doctor if symptoms persist. Some patients experience side effects including dry mouth.
What the fuck is gonna happen, dude? Vision,
reflexive memory, aggression, and fatigue. Do not use if you suffer from high blood pressure or neurological dysfunction.
Okay, before we continue, this used to play, it was an infomercial, remember? Okay, so you know how infomercials play, like, after, I forget what time, but they played really late at night. There were those commercials that lasted, 10 minutes long.
I know what you're talking about.
That's what this was supposed to be framed as. So that's, and they posted it on YouTube.
Half-hour infomercials, yeah.
They posted it on YouTube, and it's just called 10 minutes of unedited bear footage. That's what it's called. But this was framed as an infomercial on Adult Swim at like one point in time.
Damn.
Concentrate, stiff muscles, sores, or trouble walking. Do not take Claradrel before bed or immediately upon waking up. Insomnia has been reported with Claradrel and drugs like
what the...
In some cases, the insomnia.
This shit gave me nightmares, bro.
Huh?
What the fuck? Did she just do cocaine?
I think she just took some pills. I don't know.
Did she do a bump?
Yeah, she looked like she did a bump off something.
Probably.
Why does it look like my band teacher? Is this?
What the fuck?
I still don't understand what the fuck is happening. You said 10 minutes of unedited bear footage.
That's what it's called.
Like bear as in B-E-A-R? R?
Yeah.
A-R.
Also, I don't know if you guys can see that, but you know how like in infomercials they have those like really small text?
Small text at the bottom.
Yeah,
at the bottom,
yeah.
It keeps popping up. So this is still supposed to be a commercial. Just mind you.
What the fuck was that noise? Oh, about to say, what the fuck is this video turning into?
What?
Thank you.
How does this shit fly on Adult Swim?
It's Adult Swim, dude.
But that's still pretty...
It's not over.
I know. All right. Let's pause. First of all, I think that's all we should show. First of all, we need to explain what the fuck had happened in the last, like, 5 minutes.
Listen, this is not going to make sense to any of you unless I show you the whole thing.
It doesn't make sense already.
That's
it. It just looks like what acid would be. Like my bad trip on acid.
Dude, when I first saw that, mind you, I was like, I don't even know what. I'm not going to give you I'm just going to ballpark it. I might have been like 10, 11, maybe 12 when I first saw that. And it was on Adult Swim when I saw that. And it was like, well, here's the thing. I don't know. Let me see. I don't know if this actually aired or if I saw it on YouTube. I don't know where I saw it. I want to say I saw it. I think it did air. Because, you know, that's a good point. How does that fly? Because even on Adult Swim, I don't think shit like that would fly.
First of all, it's like the content's too dark. There's literally, like, it's very violent. And it's, what, a commercial?
It's supposed to be posed as an infomercial, yes.
Yeah, so, like, there's a lot of things that I see that just wouldn't fly on, like, public TV like that.
Yeah, so maybe I did see it on YouTube, because I was on YouTube back then. So maybe I did see it first there. Maybe that's the point. But still, when I first saw that, it scarred me, dude.
I have no idea what I was witnessing.
Yeah, me neither. And,
I just see, like...
Let me see the dongle.
It just, like, starts off, like, as a... Like a regular, like, Claritin Clear infomercial, right?
Yeah.
It literally looked like a Claritin Clear. And then after a while, the car just kept, like, it was a woman in a car in a minivan. She just kept driving, and then it just, the music kind of turned into, like, a radio, essentially.
It's like droning out.
Yeah, it was droning out into, like, basically being like, oh, it was just.
Well, I mean, they heard the audio.
Yeah.
So we just have to describe the visuals.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but it was, like, it sounds like it's coming from the radio.
So, like, I feel like if you're very perceptive when you first see this, like, without any context, you can tell already from the way that the girl, like, is acting in the commercial, like, I guess the main character, you would say, by the way that she's, like, acting like a person in the commercial, she's, like, overdoing it. Yeah. Like, her face is, like...
For sure.
Like, her face is, like, way too happy. And then, like, as the Claritin Clear, like, you know... terms and service voice guy starts like droning out, you can see her face kind of start to like shift and to start being like more like concerned.
Yeah.
And like kind of just like weirded out sort of. And then she passes by like what appears to be a crime scene, and like you see like a dead body in the driveway covered in like a body bag. You see a police officer like breaking down on the sidewalk. You see a dude going absolute AWOL in the driveway, like freaking out the cops. He's in handcuffs and shit. You see like other police officers pulling things out of the house, and this is all happening in slow motion while she's driving by, and she's looking at all of this, and she like, she's looking at it, she's paying attention to all of it, she's looking in her rear view as she drives past, and then all of a sudden, she snaps out of the slow motion by getting a phone call, and you can't see whose phone call, like, who it is, but it's one of those things where it's like, it almost looks like she got a phone call from a dead relative type thing, where she sees it and she just get, like, it looks like she's just getting filled with dread, right? Like, she does not want to answer the phone call, and then the phone call starts getting more and more distorted as she keeps driving, and she sees this yellow, like, just piece of clothing on the ground, and she, like, she drives past it, but then she backs up and gets out the car, and the phone is still ringing, and at this point, it sounds more distorted than any normal phone ring I've ever heard, and then she gets out the car, and she's looking at the yellow thing, and it's the same exact, like, little cardigan that she's wearing, and then as she sees that, she looks forward down the street, and she sees... basically her, she sees her standing at the bottom of the driveway, kind of like, not in a T pose, but in a very strange pose, right? And then she like sees her, and she's just looking at her, and it zooms in like as close as possible to her that's standing like really far down the road, and then she just like breaks into a full sprint towards her.
Like the guy from Get Out.
Yeah, literally, it's like the scene from Get Out where the dude's just breaking out in a full sprint right at the camera.
Yeah.
And then she gets to the girl that was in the car, and she just starts wailing on her, trying to get into the car. They go from the driver's seat to the passenger seat to just being outside on the other side of the van, and they're fighting and stuff like that. And then the main girl starts trying to run away from the other version of herself, and eventually it doesn't, you know, happen, and she starts getting her fucking... ass beat in the middle of the road, basically till she's like, she gets beaten to a pulp. And then the girl, the version of her that beat her up, grabs her keys and runs to the car. And then that's where we paused it.
Yeah. And because it's a 10-minute video, and we probably listened to like 4 or 5 minutes of it, I think that...
we should leave it to the listeners.
Yeah. If you guys want to see it,
just... it's called... let me give you the full title. It is called... if you want to listen to this... oh, it's not 10 minutes. It's unedited footage of a bear. Infomercials Adult Swim. It is 10 minutes long, though. It was uploaded 5 years ago. Unedited footage of a bear. That is the title of the video. If you want to watch the rest of it, go to like the 5-minute mark and then continue from there.
Yeah. Now, since it is getting a little late and Donovan has work tomorrow, we're going to hit the last segment that I wanted to get. I think everyone's going to like this segment.
How much time are we going to spend more here? Like an hour?
Probably. Well, this is going to be the last segment, so probably like 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
This isn't going to be too long.
I wouldn't say like an hour.
Yeah, definitely not that long. But I can't wait for us to play this new game that I created. It's called Guess That Gender. All right, you guys ready?
That's a long echo.
That was fancy.
It's fancy, but I will say long echo.
I like it.
It is. I'm going to have to fix that later.
I like it, though.
I'm going to have to fix that for next time. Yeah. God damn, it's still here.
Yeah, it adds more punch.
It's still going on.
It adds that needed punch. Okay, let's go.
Let's go. This.
All right, I'm going to show you. Well, I have Jesus three. Christ. I have three pictures. It's still fucking in the background. It's so great.
No, it adds to it.
All right, so
adds to the scuffedness.
All right, here's the first picture. All right, now guess that gender. What do you guys think it is?
That's a woman.
That's a woman.
Let me see. Yeah, that's a woman.
That's a woman turned man.
Well, what is their gender currently?
A man.
Man.
All right, and you say that that's a woman?
Female to male, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That is female to male. Mm-hmm. All right, now this is going to be probably a little bit trickier, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, who do we think this is?
Let me see.
Guess that gender, guys. All right, now I'm giving Donovan a look. He needs the extra study. Is this phone still on?
Yeah.
What would we say this is, guys? From everything we've seen, Ella. Actually, no. I think we did this backwards. Well, the first picture we saw. What did this now transgender man? What did he look like, or what does he look like to you guys?
He looks like a man.
Well, yeah. But describe like his physical features.
Effeminate.
I would say feminine.
But, like, still a man. Like,
yeah.
He just looks like
he has a beard.
He looks like an effeminate man, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a beard, he has a hat, he's got, like, he looks like he'd be a pretty decent look. Like, if you didn't really know, like, if I just said, hey, look at this guy.
That's a good-looking man.
Yeah, it looks like a man. Yeah. I mean, definitely looks like, I mean, I think he's older, I think around 60 or something, and he had that done 15 years ago. So I think it kind of transitioned pretty well.
It looks good. It looks really good.
Now, but the next picture, let's describe who we see here.
To be honest with you, it could just be a man that just wants to look androgynous. So that's what I'm trying to debate with here. But like at the same time, like it also could very much be a female to male. But I don't know. I'm going to say I don't know on this one.
I kind of want to say it's just male, just all around.
Yeah.
Well, from where I got this from, they are androgynous. That's their official gender. They're androgynous. So, like, I don't even know how to describe. Like, it's just a very, like, if they were wearing, like, you know, feminine clothes, I would probably want to dump one in this, you know, very feminine face looking androgynous person. But.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see them. Yeah, that makes sense. Like that's why I went with I don't know, because I don't know.
Like, this is... I'm going to be straight up. This is the kind of shit where, like, I would question my sexuality. But this is our last person. Who do we think this... what gender is this?
That's a woman. That's a woman.
It is correct. That is a woman. That's also Britney Spears.
I was like, you're not gonna catch me off guard with Britney Spears.
She just did not look good in that picture.
But that's a woman. That's 100%.
Yeah, 100% woman. But yeah, you guys pretty much passed the whole game.
Yay.
Next time we do that, I probably have to get more pictures.
That is a very topical game.
Yeah, that's exactly why I chose it.
You know, get all you guys in a lot of flack.
Hey, man.
Exactly.
I hate to say it. He's the one who comes up with the ideas. I'm just like the showman, kind of pitch man here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Because of that, that's why I don't mind taking all the heat, because Donovan, like, he's not responsible for picking, like, you know, guess that gender. But
do you want to see if we can fit in one more of your little segments here, or are they too long?
Let me just see what else we got here.
Because what time is it? 10:26.
It's 10:05.
10:05.
Where the hell did you get 10:26?
I don't know. I just got 10:26. Time's flying for me right now. My brainium.
My brainium.
All right. I guess this can be like a little quick thing we could talk about just to really wrap it up. How do we feel about school zones being active during quarantine?
What do you mean, like in driving?
Like, they have the lights active right now for some reason, and they have it active on the wrong times, and we still have to follow it. Like, how do we feel about that bullshit?
Well, I don't drive, but I mean...
Yeah, I don't drive either.
That's...
If you did drive...
I will say it is annoying, because
What if it's somebody just fucking around with everybody? Because you said it's at the wrong times?
Like, it's not supposed, like, the one elementary school that we live by, they're supposed to be activated at, like, maybe 8, 9, right? Mm-hmm. But they have them active at, like, 10. 10 in the morning and, like, 12. 10 through, like, 1 o'clock. Times in which those kids are not supposed to be out of class.
Wow. I mean... Yeah, I like to think that maybe it's just some dude fucking with everybody. He's just like, yeah, let me just keep these fucking things on, just fucking. No one's here. No one's. There's no kids here, but let me think that there is. Let me make these people scared that there might be a child that might cross the street.
I mean, like, if there's a child crossing the street, I might have to speed up. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Stay home. You're not supposed to be at school, you little shit. But, like, what made me upset and what I
think. What if you saw yourself?
If I saw myself, I'd drive even faster, but
you just see a version of, like in that video, just a version of yourself posted up.
I would run that dude over. I don't care if it would affect me, but like
brick
I would,
on the fucking pedal.
Donovan and I were going to get something to eat, and the school zone was acting like that's fucking stupid, and I didn't even really follow the school zone, and some faggy driver next to me honked at me because I was like going, you know, like maybe 30, 35. I wasn't even going too fast over the, like, I wasn't even over the limit. I was like maybe a little below, and this dude fucking honked at me, and I was like, thank God I smoked some CBD. Like, I think I had maybe a puff off like my pen and a bit of CBD. I'm like, thank God I'm on this shit, because I would have fucking cursed this dude out. I would have rolled down my windows like, you want to say something, motherfucker? Like, do you realize there's no fucking kids in that school? And if there were, they're probably worth fucking running over. We don't need that generation of filth.
What if you're driving at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning? Like, it's just one of those nights you wanted to go for a drive, right? It's, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, and, like, obviously the school zone's not going to be active. But what if you, like, turn the corner, you know it's not going to be active, and those lights just come on? Just for you. But that's, like, all that happens. But that's all that happens. Like, you drive past and everything's fine. Nothing happened to the rest of the night. That's all that happened. How would you react to that? I like asking people those types of questions.
That'd be fucking creepy.
Yeah.
I'd be like, which fucking camera guy is watching me?
Yeah.
No, I like asking people those types of questions where it's like, people are like, oh, but that would lead to, like, some, like, me getting killed. No. Okay? What if you were fucking in a grocery store and... You're going through the aisles. You're in the milk aisle where, like, you have to open the thing, and you're looking through all the milk, and you just see one of them get taken. But no hand, just one of them moves back into the room, and nothing else happens for the rest of the night. That's all you see.
I mean, would it affect our lives in any way?
No, but I'm asking, like, how would you react to that mentally?
I just, like, well, first of all, I'd probably ignore it, and then I'd be like, wait, did that just happen? Like, it take me a second to,
like, that's what I'm saying, because I feel like a lot of people don't think about things like that, where it's like, what if just random weird things happened that, like, just, like, they're not, nothing happens to you. Like, you go to bed fine. Like, your rest of your life is perfectly normal. But just there's that one time where just something just absolutely just off the wall happens, and you have no idea why it happened.
I would then question my sanity for the rest of my life.
I think it would just become one of the many stories I like to tell people, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for comedic effect or some
like,
shit.
Like, because I think a lot of people would just be like, oh, but that's ghost. You know, a lot of people just chalk that up to ghosts. Like, for example, I had another one where I used to ask people, it's like, what if you were in a mall and it was late at night, so it was, like, closing. So there wasn't a lot of people in there. And you were looking at some clothes and there's, like, a lot of mannequins. And then just one of the mannequins just was staring at you. Like, the entirety that you were in the store, the mannequin would look at you.
Like it would keep,
Like, say if I looked at the mannequin, I would visually see its head start to turn while I'm walking to.
Yeah. Mm, so yeah. Like, but but it didn't do anything.
Some amnesia shit, huh?
Yeah. Like, little, but it didn't do anything. The rest of your night was fine. And then you went back to that mall maybe a week later and it never happened again. You know what I mean? Like, how would you comprehend that to yourself? How would you justify that in your brain? Would you immediately jump to ghosts?
Probably not. I'm not really...
Because I'm not talking, like, the mannequin's, like, it's a fluid movement. No, you know how, like, mannequin heads, when they're, like, kind of squeaky?
So yeah.
It moves like that. So it's like, you can, like, how do you justify, oh, it's a mechanical, somebody was fucking with me, was it ghost? How do you justify stuff like that in your brain when nothing bad happens, like, as a follow-up? You're not followed by any ghosts, you're not haunted. It just weird shit like that happens, and you don't know how to explain it.
I would think that it's store design. Like, shitty old store design.
Oh, you think it was, like, a malfunction?
No, I just think that, like...
Like, some animatronic shit?
Wait, would that mannequin follow anyone else, or would it only be following, like, us?
You were the only one in the store.
Okay, well, like, let's say that there... it was someone else. Would it do it to them too?
No.
Oh, it's just us.
Yeah.
And there's that handicap, so...
I don't think I would be able to justify, but I would have to live with it.
Like, yeah. People... So, like, okay, here's... So, like, you're in the store, it's looking at you. Other people would see it happening, but it wouldn't look at them. It would only be looking at you. So other people would see it happening and just be like, oh, look at that, that thing's looking at you, and it's following you.
If that's the case, then there's definitely, like... There's no proper way to justify it other than, like, oh, ghosts are real. I think I'm going to shit my pants. Like, there's no way.
Because, I don't know, I've always thought about things like that, and the only reason why I do, the only reason why I think about shit like that is because of, like, Lovecraftian shit.
Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah, you know how, like, H.P. Lovecraft always, like... He always described the monsters and the creatures and the things in his books as, like, being incomprehensible to human beings. Like, if you saw them, you would lose your mind.
Yeah, Cthulhu.
Yeah.
Main one of them, yeah.
Yeah, and the whole cult of Dagon, yeah, also, exactly. Too. But the thing is that, like, the way he describes it is that it's one of those things where if you look at it, if you try and make sense of it as a human being, it would destroy your mind.
Yeah, because you're just trying so hard that
to find, like, some sort of justification for what you just saw.
And there really is no justification.
Yeah, that's why I like to ask people. So I don't like to bring up H.P. Lovecraft because not a lot of people know him. So I just bring up weird things like that. Like, what if you just saw some weird shit, and how would you justify that to yourself? You know what I mean? Like, to give you my one last example from Outlast. What if you were just walking one day, and there's, like, a lake near your house, broad daylight. You're just walking, and you just see a man walk into the lake, and just walk into it. Like, he just walks, and he sinks into it, but he's still walking, and he doesn't come out. And nothing happens, no body is found, nothing happens. Literally nothing happens. You just see it happen.
But, first of all, I'd be like, hey, yo, it's a lake right there, dude.
Yeah, man, you know where you're going? You need some directions?
Like, are your eyes open? Like, do you need a stick? Like, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, you lose your stick?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I don't know if you see that lake in front of you. You need some directions? You need, like, a lift? What if he's butt-ass naked?
I'd be like, hey, bro. Does it feel a little wet on your feet right now?
You going skinny dipping by yourself? What's going on, man? You good? You need some help?
That lake's cold. Like, you feel your balls shrinking up like those Red Dead Redemption 2 horse balls? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, so I don't know. It's like, what if you just see shit like that, man? Like, I always like to think about those type of things, and obviously, since I think about them, I already know how. I would just not try and make sense of it.
You know, I know exactly the answer to, you know, you saying, like, what would you do? Therapy. Therapy for sure.
Yeah. I feel like just because I'm the one posing those questions, I feel like my reaction was I would just be like, okay.
Yeah. I would start to question my own sanity.
It would be okay, but then there'd always be that like back thought of.
Well, yeah, but that's why I mentioned that other people can see it too. Okay. So that like it's so that you don't so like so it's if you not ever insanity. If you ever try and question your insanity, you could be like, but wait, this person also fucking saw it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not insane. This person can literally vouch for what just happened, and I would just be like, all right, it happened. It was weird, but I'm not going to try and make sense of it because I'm going to go insane if I do.
Bro, are you sure there ain't any fucking sativa in that Nick pen, man? Like, you're going off on shit, dude.
It's I don't know.
It's a lifestyle, dog.
It's just weird shit, man. And I love thinking about just weird out there shit because it's just fun. And it's also fun to see how people, like, people's reactions to things like that. When you ask them just those fucking out of left field questions because they're just like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have those. You know, I think of those like those out of left field questions too. Like, what if I put my balls on this table right now?
Oh no, yeah.
I'd probably get kicked out and never invited back.
Just slap them on the desks. assert your dominance on assert your dominance on the table.
Assert. Oh, he'd cut my balls with the fucking
cheese. Grate them off.
No. But yeah.
Yeah. No. Those questions are. I don't know. They're just fun to see how people react. Because I feel like a lot of people would immediately be like, oh, but you're talking about, like, ghosts. Where I'm like, no. It's like, mechanical. Like, it's not mechanical, but it's one of those things where it's like, they're just like, oh, dude, you know what I just thought of? Hmm. For the guy in the lake, you know how you said, like, you would call out to him? What if he responded, like, normally? Like, you go, hey, man, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just going in the lake, man. And then just went in like that. And he didn't swim. He just walked to the bottom.
First of all, I don't think... Well, is that even physically possible to just keep walking?
No, that's
You'd
the
float.
Point. No, that's the point. Yeah. Yeah, that's the point.
It's like, bro, are you like fucking air... Are you a waterbender? What the fuck's going on,
well,
dude?
He wouldn't be able to hear you because he's underwater.
Yeah. No, that's all you'd see is just the bubbles. Him responding, but the bubbles would
oh
come up.
Oh, my God. That would be wild. Dude, oh, my God. That makes those questions so much better.
See, that would like... If that were the case where I was just saying something and he actually responded, you see bubbles, I'm like... All right, I think I'm just going to let this dude drown. I can't fucking deal with this right now.
Yeah, like, I feel like that would make it 10 times worse if he responds normally. Like, a normal dude, super nice. Hey, man, what's up? Just going in the lake? And then you're just like, where did he just go?
And then, like, and then as soon as you say that, you just see bubbles.
Yeah, like, dude, oh my God, man.
That's some Marvel Comics shit right
That
there.
Shit's crazy.
Like, that's the way that one of those superheroes formed. They just realized they could walk in water.
Shit.
It's a really dumb superpower to just be able to walk in water.
Yeah. But it's hilarious.
And not be able to fucking, like, breathe underwater. You can only walk underwater. That'd be the dumbest superpower ever.
Yeah. It would.
But, yeah, that's...
basically Aquaman.
The poor version of Aquaman. Yeah, great value.
Yeah, the great value
great
version
value
of
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started on that. I fucking hate Aquaman. I think he's the dumbest fucking hero ever, dude. But we can save that for another time.
Yeah, save that for another podcast. You know what? This is a really fun podcast. It was really interesting.
Was it actually, or are you being sarcastic? I sense a little bit of sarcasm in his voice.
I'm not being sarcastic.
No, it was pretty interesting.
I like this podcast. I mean, it's definitely a lot
it's
more...
different pace than what we usually do, so it was
yeah,
nice.
It was like... I don't know. I guess I was just trying to like make sure that I wasn't like straying too much from what we were talking about, I guess.
Which is my bad. I strayed far from everything.
Which is good. I mean, it was interesting. It was nice. I liked it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. Oh, you know what? Wait, hold up. Actually, no. I'm gonna explain in another episode whenever that is. But
no, I was gonna say I would love to do this again.
I would love to have you back on either this podcast or the Loner Corner, whichever.
I'd be
one.
Fine with either.
That would be awesome.
I'd be fine with just doing. Honestly, I don't do shit. I'd be fine with doing this whenever the fuck.
Well,
I don't care.
I wish my schedule were only work related. I have to work around school and work and homework and all that stuff.
No, so. I do too. I'm just a bum. So I just do everything last minute.
Yeah, but like I don't want to say that. Anything in high school is not as difficult in college, but that's exactly what I'm saying.
No, because... yeah, no, for sure. No, 100%. No, you're right. Yeah, college shit is probably 10 times harder than the shit that I'm doing. I'm just saying I'm a bum.
like,
I'm just lazy.
I'm drowning in fucking college shit, and I fucking hate my English professor already, but I'm going to go on a tangent, and I don't want to do that right now. But hope you guys enjoy this episode, and if you did, subscribe to this channel, whether you're listening on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, whatever these are even on at this point, because I don't even know. But those are the main ones I can remember. But if you enjoyed it, share it with your friends. If you got offended, share it with your friends. I don't care. I mean, if you got offended, it was your problem because you clicked on this video. It's not video. Hopefully, it will be video soon. On this podcast, but yeah.
Oh, that'd be studied at a way deeper level to know all this.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Holy shit.
That would be the goal in the future.
Yeah.
But until then, we'll see y'all later.
Peace.
Peace.